The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about our best tips and tricks for getting your kids to talk. Because we live in the age of screens and smartphones, it's easy to slip into a habit of kind of coexisting with your kids, but not really talking to them in ways that matter.
Yeah, it's definitely harder to keep a conversation going when kids are distracted by the thousands of things they can do online or with apps. The best tip to follow is to just simply be interested in what kids think and say. Not just act interested, but be interested. When they answer a question, follow it up by saying, "And then what happened?" Or, "That's pretty interesting. What did you think about that?"
Trust me, we know it's not always easy to get a kid talking. My kids tend to shut down right after school, and it can be very tough to find out anything about their day. The DVD player in the car is a blessing and a curse because I love it on a long road trip, but I hate it right after school because the kids get in and immediately want to play a DVD. So here's my trick. I say, "Sure, I'll play the DVD right after each one of you tells me three things that happened at school today." And once I get at least three details from each kid, then I let them veg out for a little while and decompress from the school day.
I like that trick. That's good. Then you can use those three details to ask them follow-up questions later once they've had a chance to recharge a little. Well, that's it for us today. We hope you had a great Easter weekend, and we'll be back tomorrow with more Mamas on Magic.